solution for our industry. Maine is consistently the third state in overall maple production in the United States, behind just Vermont and New York. We have the county, Somerset County, which has the largest production overall by county in the United States. I personally meet with each year with people that either visit my sugar house or visit us at a show that we attend that don't realize Maine produces maple syrup. It will take time to promote our product, and a border commission will fulfill this need in our industry. We are close to a solution to the original resolve at this time and ask that you allow us to finish the job we have worked so hard to bring to conclusion. And I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you very much. Are there any questions?
Could I make one more comment?
Absolutely.
It kind of goes back to Representative Cray's question earlier about the tap hole. It does put a little bit, we have a piece, if I'd have known, I could have brought a sample. Would show. It's actually, we found it when we cut some saw logs in our own sugar bush, and it has a section probably about this long, the tap hole kind of in the center, that kind of is dead space, and it's the veneer log that they look at, and since the tap hole's in the outermost part of the tree, that does affect veneer logs, but at the same time, they mentioned the furniture and different things. I have a rocking chair that was made by the Amish with tap holes in the armrest. Got it because of the tap holes in the armrest. So when we tap a tree, we do move over one direction or another 6 inches and up or down 12, so that we're not tapping into the dead space that occurs. But it's minor, and by the time you get back to that part of the tree, it's grown over and tappable again.
Thank you. Yes, and then Representative Black. Go ahead.
Thank you. And to comment on that further, so in a period of time, it will heal itself over so you can retap above that again?
Yes. Yeah, because as the tree grows out, it grows over that section, because the sap only flows on the outside of the tree.
Yeah.
So
okay,
it does grow back.
Thank you. Representative Black.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mary Ann, thank you for being here, and thank you for serving on the task force the last 3 years. Could you maybe give us some insight into what, as being a dealer and a large maple syrup producer, what you're seeing going on in industry as far as expansion and new producers?
Well, for ourselves, when we started, this is our 10th season. We're coming into our 10th season. And when we started, we had 1,700 taps. We're now up to almost 9,000. And we sold out of syrup every year. We can't produce enough, even though we add more trees every year to from our own bush. We still can't make enough syrup. Last year we had our best production year ever, and we're out of syrup. Well, no, we have 260 gallons that we made last weekend. So that's what we have. So for this year, we sold out of all of our syrup, and we had a very hard time. We couldn't find syrup anywhere in the state this year.
Representative Black.
Could you, as a dealer, can you tell us what you're seeing as far as supplies and stuff you're selling? As far as I'm looking for, what's happening with new producers and expansion.
In our area, we tend to have small producers, and this year alone, we've sold 3 small evaporators for people up to about 100 taps. With the exception, I do have one other one, but that we sold, that's a little bit bigger, does about 3,000 taps, and they're all new sugar bushes. So it's great to see people are getting excited about production and finding. There's a new lease that's coming up from the department. The forestry department is going to lease a new, putting out bids for a new lease up in the Sandy Bay Township. And that has I know the task force visited that area, and there's potential for 20,000 taps, I believe, on that piece. There's a lot of untapped trees in Maine, and that's part of the reason we're ranked third. If we tapped everything in Maine like they do in Vermont, we could bypass them, and they're number one. So
room to grow. Is
absolutely.
Thank you. Seeing no other questions, I wish you a productive season.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. Is there anyone else that wishes to speak for that didn't get their name on the list? Anyone here to speak against LD 1777? Neither for nor against. Seeing none, we'll close this portion of the hearing. Representative Craig.
Thank you, Senator. I make a motion we go into work session.
It's been moved, and is there a second that we move right into work session?
I'll second that.
Thank you very much. Indeed. So, Karen, is there anything further we need to...
Not really. I think one of the primary... You received this MAPLE task force report at the end of January, and one of the things that Representative Black mentioned was that the University of Maine School of Economics is undertaking a study right now, and they were sort of really, the task force needs the results of that economic study relating to the industry to sort of move forward with their work. So I, from my recollection, that was one of the primary reasons why the task force needed a continuation for the remainder of this year so that they could look at that study that UMaine is doing and, you know, work from there, so, and their recommendations. And this resolve gives this committee authority to submit a bill in the 127th, so.
Representative Black.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The University of Maine has finished that study, and we'll get that to you right off. And the other, the big reason that besides the study to know what was going on in the industry, we also needed time to develop the commission of the board and come up with some way to self-tax ourselves as an industry to fund the board or whatever we do. So we had polled the industry at the annual meeting in Augusta's annual Maine Maple Producers annual meeting, and it was with a straw poll. They all wanted us to move ahead with this, and so that's why we needed the additional year. We'll work diligently this summer to come up with that and report back to you in December.
Thank you very much. Representative Timberlake.
So when they fund this board, are you part of this board? Is that my curiosity here?
Any other comments or discussions, Representative?
We'd just like the record to show that this maple syrup tax will hereafter be known as the Black Tax in honor of the good representative.
Is that grade A?
Amen.
Any further discussion? Representative Craig?
I make a motion we pass LD 1777 as written.
And I'm looking for a second.
I will second.
Thank you very much. Natasha, are we ready? Any further discussion? Are we ready?
All right, so the motion got to pass.
Yes.
Senator Fratelli.
Yes.
Representative Hickman. I'm sorry. Senator Sherman, I didn't see you there.
Come on, that's small these days. Yes.
Representative Hickman.
Yes.
Yes.
Representative Saucier.
Yes.
Representative Timberlake.
Yes.
Representative Black.
I probably should abstain, but I'll say yes.
Representative Noon.
Yes.
Representative Jones.
Yes.
Representative Marine.
Yes.
Representative Cray.
Yes, on a Black Tax.
And Representative Dill.
Yes.
All right, it's unanimous 12 in support.
So we'll close the work session on LD 1777.